These bacteria are not passive writers. These are incredibly important. They keep us alive. They cover us in an invisible body armor that keeps environmental insults out so that we stay healthy. They digest our food. They make our vitamins. They actually educate your immune system to keep bad microbes out. So they do all these amazing things that help us and keep and our vital for keeping us alive, and they never get any press for that. But they get a lot of press because they do a lot of terrible things as well. So there's all kinds of bacteria on the earth that have no business being in you or on you at any time, and if they are, they make you incredibly sick. And so the question for my lab is whether you want to think about all the good things that bacteria do or all the bad things that bacteria do. The question we had is, how could they do anything at all? I mean, they're incredibly small. You have to have a microscope to see one. They live this soaring, sort of boring life where they grow and divide, and they've always been considered to be these asocial, reclusive organisms. And so it seemed to us that they're just too small to have an impact on the environment if they simply act as individuals. And so we wanted to think if there could be a different way that bacteria live. And the clue to this came from another marine bacterium, and it's a bacterium called Vibrio fischeri. And so what you're looking at on this slide is just a person from my lab holding a flask of a liquid culture of a bacterium, a harmless, beautiful bacterium that comes from the ocean named Vibrio fischeri. And this bacterium has the special property that it makes light. So it makes bioluminescence, like fireflies make light. So we're not doing anything to the cells here. We just took the picture by turning the lights off in the room, and this is what we see.